بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, define for me what is a terminal illness. What do you call a terminal illness? Yeah, but terminal, somebody can be sick and, you know, you might have a flu. Terminal, no, but terminal illness means what? Sick is true, but what is a terminal illness? A terminal illness is one for which there is no cure and death is certain. Right? That's what you would call a terminal illness. Something for which there is no cure. And if you have that, death is certain. That's called terminal illness, right? And today I had my physical, annual physical check. And I realized that I have a terminal illness. And I also realized that this is not only me, all of you also have the same terminal illness. What is the name of that? It's called life. The name of the terminal illness is life. Because life, there's no cure for it and always ends in death. Find me a single case where somebody who is alive, who has life, did not die. So life is a terminal illness. And that is why Rasulullah ﷺ said, the most intelligent one of you is the one who thinks about his death most often. Why? He doesn't want us to become morbid people only thinking of death. No. Steve Jobs, the founder of or co-founder of Apple, when he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is a terminal illness, no cure. The only good thing about it is that there is also no pain, so suddenly one day you die. He was asked, how did you feel when the doctors gave you that diagnosis? They said, you have pancreatic cancer. He said, that was the best day of my life. Man, not a Muslim. He said, that was the best day of my life. So they said, why? That's a strange answer. Why do you say that the day that you were informed that you have this terminal illness called pancreatic cancer, that this is the best day of your life. Why do you say that? He said, because thanks to that diagnosis, I was able to put all the priorities in my life in order. I really could understand from that day onwards, what are the truly important things in my life. Because I know I'm going to die. I will die in 3 months, 4 months, 10 months, 1 year, whatever, right? Short period of time. So obviously, if my time is shortened, then I don't have the luxury of saying, okay, I'll do this also, that also, I'm wasting time somewhere, it's okay, I have more time. No. So I prioritize my life. There's some things I have to do, but completely I must give my full attention to that. Something else not important, forget it. Right? Do you think somebody who gets this news to say, you will die in 3 months, the doctors are telling you, you will die in 3 months, no cure, you think he's going to be watching Super Bowl? Do you think he'll be worried about which team is winning in basketball or which team is winning in baseball or something? No. No way. Now, my question to myself is, as I told you, I discovered today, I have the terminal illness called life. And when will it end? I don't have a doctor telling me that. I have the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, telling me that. Did he say 3 months? Did he say 3 weeks? Did he say 3 days? He said, when you make salam, salam alaykum wa rahmatullah, on the right side, he said, do not be sure that you will reach the left side. So this is how much? Like 1 second? 2 seconds? He said, even that, don't be sure. Maybe it will not happen. Of course, if you go like that, alhamdulillah, because you are going in salah, no complaint about that. My point is, he's not talking about salah. He's saying that is how short it is. So if Steve Jobs can say that the day I discovered that I'm going to live for 3-4 months or whatever it is, best day of my life because I was able to prioritize my life, what is it that we should be able to do? When Rasulullah ﷺ told us something much more severe than that. So I remind myself and you that the time to do it is right now, which is, let us prioritize our lives. Right? Of course, I'm not only talking about the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this, of course, we have to do, we must do. There is no excuse not to do that. I'm talking about the rest of life. For example, you might have some bad relation with somebody on which you are spending a lot of time and mental space, and you are thinking, oh, what is this person is saying, and what am I saying, and so on and so on. Is it worth it? Think about that. If you have got 2 weeks more to go, is it worth it? Is it worth thinking about all this? Or is it better to say, Salaam Alaikum, I forgive you, you forgive me, forget this thing. I have no time for this. If you are fighting a lawsuit with your brother or your sister or somebody about an ancestral house, is it worth it? Because you are going to go into your cover and that house is not going to go with you. Is it worth it? So the point I want to make for myself and you is, let us look at our lives. Seriously, sit down with a piece of paper and write down my life today as I do. What is my day? What is my timetable for the day? What do I do in my day? Just watch yourself. You will see. This is what I am doing in the day. What of this should I continue to do? And what of this should I stop? And what is not here which I should start doing? No? Because we have a short time. So in this short time, if we are not going to prioritize, then when the time comes to go, we will have a lot of regret. Lot of regret. Oh, I wish I had done this. Oh, I wish I had done that. That regret is no use, because then time is up. I was in a place called Dunedin in UK once, and somebody came and said, one of our neighbors, his brother passed away, so we are going for Taziyat to pay condolences, would you like to come? So he said, okay. We went there. So he said, how did he die? He died in his 40s. He's a taxi driver, he died in his 40s. So we said, well, no, what happened to him? Was some accident? No accident. He said, my brother, his elder brother was saying, the younger one died. He said, my mother used to live with my younger brother. His routine was, in the afternoon he would come, he would park the car outside the house, he would come into the house. His wife would make hot parathas, the Pakistani people, so they would make hot parathas. And his mother and they would sit across each other on the sofa, right, on the floor, and they would eat. And the lady, the daughter-in-law, would bring the hot bread. He said that day, he was sitting there, he was eating, so he had piece of paratha in his hand, and he dipped it in the curry, and he kept dipping it, and he moved it, and he moved it, and he moved it. So his mother says to him, his name was Javed. So his mother says to him, Javed, ye roti se kyun khel raha hai? He says, Javed, why are you playing with the bread? He says, Ma, meri jaan ja rahi hai. He says, my mother, my life is going. And he leaned back and died. Just like that. Just like the mother sitting in front of him. He's got the piece of bread in his hand in the plate. He said, my life is going. He says this to him, my life is going. Meri jaan ja rahi. And he leaned back and died. They brought that plate with that piece of bread and the curry to show me. They had kept it. La ilaha illallah. We think it can't happen to us, right? The word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa haqq. That is the truth. Wallahi, that is the truth. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah showed me this in more than one place. Not that I was asking for proof. I believe the Nabi alayhi salam without any conditions. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this to me also. So I remind myself anew that that day will come for me, and it will come for you, and it will come for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that day and make it the best day of our lives, inshallah. When we meet Him, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in a state when He is pleased with us, and He grants us khatima bil khair with the kalima on our tongue, inshallah, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will receive us with His mercy and with His forgiveness, and make us an example of His mercy and forgiveness. That He will forgive us not because we deserve, but because He is Al-Ghafurur Rahim. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.